curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Carla Soans, and I'm here with Ron Kitchens. And today, Ron, I'm really excited because we are going to be hearing a interview that I did with Carlos Whitaker.
So, you know, Carlos is a mutual friend. He was just with us at Economics. He is going to be with us again in Kalamazoo at Catalyst University on June 20th. But he's one of these guys that gives me huge energy to be around him. And he's one of the kind of really creative life moment makers that I know, but I haven't heard the interview. So I'm really excited to do that. I purposely did not listen to it because I want your interpretation of it. What are the highlights before I hear it?
Well, I really, really enjoyed the interview with Carlos. He is not only amazingly, as you would say, just a moment maker. There's lots of moments and nuggets that our leadership audience will take away from this podcast. And certainly if they get a chance to come to Catalyst University in June to see him live, even more wonderful is the live experience. I'm not going to blow his story because you're going to hear it on the podcast and hopefully in June as well. But there's a lot to learn from Carlos, just from his story, his upbringing, and how he has really taken on day to day, the way that he embraces each day and his journey and really making the most out of every moment that he has with people that he cares about and people that he just meets. And I think that's so inspiring, and I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Let's listen.
Carlos, thank you so much for joining us today. We are so thrilled to have you on the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. And this is Carla Soans. And for those of you that are listening today, I know that you don't know Carlos yet, and we've had the opportunity of hosting Carlos at a previous event and really getting to know him and knowing his story. And I cannot even say how excited I am that Carlos will be joining us in Kalamazoo, Michigan this year in June 2019 for Catalyst University. Carlos, would you mind just giving the listening audience a brief introduction of you and your life and just a little bit about your leadership journey? I think you've had an amazing journey that's brought you to this point. And I think let's start there with you just kind of giving us the skinny on how you got here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be heading to Catalyst University. And I like to tell people I'm a hope dealer. So just dealing some hope, you know, especially amongst leaders. I think leaders can get exhausted so easily doing what we do. And so I'm looking forward to that. But a little bit about myself. I was born in Pico Rivera, East Los Angeles, California. My father was a first-generation immigrant to the United States of America from Colón, Panama in 1960, and my mother from Monterrey, Mexico. So they showed up to this country with no money, basically just showed up to LA. And my dad was, I love to tell the story. My grandparents gave him, when he was leaving Panama, he was 18 years old, gave him $20 cash and a shoeshine kit. And my dad got a one-way ticket from Panama to LAX, got off the plane, shined shoes for a year and a half, and made enough money for one semester at LA Community College. Then my dad got straight A's at LA Community College. He went to the next semester, got a scholarship. All that to say, after a long journey of my dad working so hard, he's now Dr. Fermin Whitaker. And so when it comes to like being inspired, I don't have to look very far. You know, I basically just have to look at my dad and see all that he's done and all the success he's had. And you know, he ended up leading the California Southern Baptist Convention as the CEO. And just to watch him run an organization of over 250 employees, for me, it was a super inspirational. Now, my journey was a little bit different to where I didn't necessarily go the corporate route or the church leadership route like my dad did. I ended up signing a record deal and doing music and traveling and touring the world. But what I loved about that side of things is I got to really incorporate a lot of the leadership lessons that my dad taught me into more of a creative arena as opposed to a corporate arena. And so now I find myself, I'm not doing music anymore. I've basically still stand on stages. I just don't sing anymore. I speak now and inspire people through spoken word and through words I've written. I've got two books that I've written, Moment Maker and Kill the Spider. And those two books, I travel around the country and the world and stand on stages and hopefully deal some hope to people, letting them know what it is that they can do, how it is that they can live their life on purpose as opposed to their life living them.
I love that phrase that you call yourself a hope dealer, because we're living in a world where we certainly need a lot more hope dealt to us. And so as consumers and just as humans, it's always nice to have that kind of daily dose of hope. So in June, you're going to be joining us at Catalyst University, and I'm really hype about it. I've read your book, Moment Maker. I know you're going to be talking about that book, and I don't want to spoil the premise of your talk, but I know it's really safe to say that you've had a really explosive moment in your leadership journey that really shaped it for you. And how did you apply that lesson or those lessons that you learned to reinvent the areas in your life? I know that that moment was critical. You're going to be talking about it, but what's your take on moments kind of reshaping avenues of your own leadership?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I won't give it away, but when it comes to my talk at Catalyst University, that everyone's going to really enjoy seeing this massive moment that happened in my life. And here's the thing that I love to tell leaders is that I think for a lot of leaders, you're waiting and we're waiting for these one massive moments, right? Like we're just kind of hoping and praying that we're going to have this one massive moment, whether it be at work or maybe at an event or even at home in your personal life, to where that one moment is going to propel you and really be a catalyst into maybe the next phase of life. Well, what I want to tell any leader that's listening to this is it's really not about the one moment. Yes, the one moment is super important, but I think sometimes when we're looking for that one explosive moment, we lose sight and we lose a lot of the benefit of those small, tiny moments. And so what I love to tell people is instead of looking for the one moment, why don't you start paying attention to all the small, tiny moments that are happening on a daily basis? And I think that if you live those small moments on purpose and with purpose, that those small moments are going to add up and really propel you into those large moments. But I think those large moments, really, to be honest with you, are set up by those smaller moments in life. You know, I tell my kids all the time, every single day, you know, hey, you have an opportunity today to change somebody's life. I mean, absolutely change somebody's life. And it could be, you know, a tiny moment where you just smile at somebody who wasn't smiling before. And all they needed was to see that, wow, there is another hope dealer on the planet. And there is somebody that is filled with hope. Even that little smile can change somebody's trajectory in their entire day. So no small moment goes unnoticed when it comes to what we're doing. And so yeah, I mean, I'd say that's it. Make sure that you're paying attention to the small moments, not just looking for the big ones.
And Carlos, that's like gold to me. And I think I heard you say that before. And to me, that is so important as leaders, because we all are yearning for that moment, that big moment where you are like, oh, I now know what my passion is. And I now know what I should be doing on this planet. And sometimes you feel like you're just in a season of waiting for that big moment. And I think you kind of bringing it back to there's all these small moments that maybe equally as important or helping you to create the momentum to get to the big moment. And you can't not look at those things.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, kind of avoid them. So that to me is just a gold nugget that you threw out for our listening audience.
Awesome.
I have another question for you. You've worked with a lot of different leaders from a lot of different walks of life, a lot of different types of companies. And I know there's been some churches that you've worked with. What do you see right now as the biggest challenge that you would say leaders are facing today?
Absolutely. I can tell you right away, the biggest challenge is that those who were leading and really society in and of itself today is moving at such a rapid pace. The information that we're getting is going so fast that so many people that were leading and even leaders in and of themselves, I believe the biggest challenge is we're moving way too fast. I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that the human soul was meant to exist at the current pace that we're existing at. So what we're seeing is an influx of anxiety and an epidemic of depression and all sorts of things. Because if you just look 100 years ago, there is no way that you can even remotely compare what the human soul was doing and capable of 100 years ago versus now. Everything has been doubling and tripling and quadrupling as when it comes to speed. And so when it comes to leadership, gosh, I think the biggest thing we can start doing is teaching those who are following us, teaching those who are leading how to rest, how to breathe, how to find soul care. Because if we don't get that under control, this epidemic of anxiety and depression is going to absolutely seize the souls of every single person that you're leading. We're going to start seeing more and more families fall apart, more and more companies disintegrate, more and more things absolutely implode because I don't think the human soul was made to work at the speed we're working at. So if I could tell the leaders one thing to summarize that is learn to breathe yourself and learn how it is you can show the people you lead how to breathe, how to find breath, how to find rest, how to find soul care. I think that's the number one thing that we're going to have to, if it's not happening now, in the next 2 or 3 years, show those that we're leading how to do.
And I know, Carlos, you actually wrote a book that was really related to anxiety called Kill the Spider. And that was a really great book as well. So if you're out in the listening audience and you're thinking you're struggling with that anxiety or you have a child or somebody in your life that is, that was a really great read.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's the latest book I put out. And it is something that I really am so passionate about, helping people with soul care.
Yeah, I love that. You know, you've kind of come up, you talked a little bit about your dad's story and the inspiration that's around you. And I think that's so powerful, especially to give people that optimism and that the idea that you can change your own trajectory. What is the best advice? I know you must have received a lot of advice, not just from your dad, but from others as you've kind of came up in your leadership journey. What do you feel like is the best advice that you've been given? And how did that kind of change your trajectory of your leadership journey?
Absolutely. You know, the title of my second book is The Best Advice I've Ever Been Given. And I'll share a quick story on what that was. When I was really trying to kind of fix a lot of bad habits that were in my life that were really affecting my leadership journey. You know, I'd say that every person listening to this, myself included, as I'm speaking, we have things and habits and behaviors that we would love to fix and to change in order for our leadership capacity to grow. And so when I was on this journey about 5 years ago, really trying to grow in my leadership, really running into the same issue, the same habits over and over again, I called my dad, because again, my dad's the wisest man I know. And I said, Dad, I have this problem. Like I can't seem to get past this one habit and I've tried everything to fix it. What do I do? And I'll never forget. My dad just told me a quick story. It'll take 90 seconds, but he said, Carlos, listen, let me tell you a story. And my dad, whenever he says, let me tell you a story, I'm like, Dad, it's going to be 30 minutes. Like I need a quick nugget here. You know? And he said, when I was in Panama preaching my very first revival, this woman named Miss Ramirez came forward. And he said, Miss Ramirez came forward and she asked me if I could please pray one thing specifically. So I said, okay, Dad. He said, Miss Ramirez said, could I please pray that God would clean the cobwebs from her life? So my dad thought that was very poetic. So we prayed, you know, clean the cobwebs from her life. Then he said the next night of the revival, she came forward again and asked for if he could pray again that God would clean the cobwebs from her life. And so he prayed again. And then he said the last night of the revival, she came forward again and said one more time, can you pray harder that God would clean the cobwebs from her life? And my dad said he looked at her and said, oh, no, we've actually been doing this wrong. We're not going to pray that he cleans the cobwebs. We're going to pray that he kills the spider. And when he told me that, he said, Carlos, I've watched you your entire life, even in this leadership journey, clean the cobwebs. You're a master of cleaning the cobwebs. You can't grow in your leadership potential if you just clean the cobwebs. You have to find the source of the cobweb and kill the spider. So talk about advice that changed the trajectory of my leadership experience. I ended up defining a spider as a lie you've made an agreement to. So we all have those big or small lies. That's what our behaviors are based off of. And a cobweb is that medicating behavior that's bringing comfort to that lie. So what we end up doing is we try to clean the cobwebs. We try to fix the behaviors. But instead, the advice I was given was don't chase after the behaviors, but fix the lie that you believe about yourself. And when you do that, when you kill the spider, all the behaviors change. Talk about life change. That's when my life changed, when my dad told me that story.
That is so powerful. And Carlos, when I hear you start talking, I get so excited about you coming to Calus University. Because just even today on the podcast, I feel like that you've already dealt me some hope. So I hope you have for some of the listening audience as well. I know that we have a group of people that is really going to want to try to follow you on social media and connect with you even prior to you coming to Calus University. So would you mind just sharing what the best way is for our listeners to connect with you socially as they get ready for the big day?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all the places. And you just follow me by the end of my first name and the beginning of my last name. It's Loswhit, Loswhit. And if you search on there, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And then my website is carloswhitaker2t's.com.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, Carlos, thank you so much for being here with us today and taking the time out of what I know is a really busy schedule with a lot of speaking engagements and writing and your family, which I know you hold near and dear to you, to just be with us and our listening audience as we get ready to host you in Kalamazoo, Michigan for Catalyst University. And just, you know, we really just want to come alongside you and show you what Kalamazoo is not only about, but also to spread the hope that you're so willing to deal to people. So we're super excited to have the Hope Dealer in Kalamazoo, Michigan in June 2019.
I cannot wait. I'll be there waiting for everybody. And yeah, follow me online. And also, I'm one of those guys on social media that if you have questions, I'll answer them. So reach out, whatever it may be. And if you need a little bit of hope, I'm willing to deal it to you.
Awesome. Well, Carlos, you are truly the real deal, and we will see you in June and hope to talk to you before then. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Carla.
That was awesome. Carla, you did a great job of bringing Carlos out. And if there was one takeaway from that gold nugget for you, what would it be?
I think just seize the moment. I mean, I know he talks a lot about being the moment maker, but it's so easy in everyday, day-to-day grind. I mean, I'm a mom of newborns, and I now have four kids. And we're going through teenage years and infancy.
And you're not even a toddler yet. It's not going to be.
No. So seizing the moment when you're sleep deprived, when you're arguing over Xbox hours and can I buy V-Buck for Fortnite and all that stuff, you can really get lost. And I think even hearing the interview again is just seize those moments. Like every moment really is so something to be cherished, and there's things to be learned. And it's just amazing when you take time and have that reminder to do that.
It is. And I encourage people, if there's any way you can get to Catalyst University, please come. You're going to hear Carlos. You're going to hear John Acuff. You're going to hear 9 different speakers that all are going to create moments for you that we know will change your life and your leadership. And I hope you can join us. Catalyst University, June 20th, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thanks, Ron.
We'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for sticking it out with this. You know, we don't normally do kind of these commercial things at the end because it's about you, not about us. But one of the things that we've put together is a book for the Lenten season called 40 Days of Community. And you don't have to be faith-driven leader to enjoy this. But in a lot of traditions during Lent, they give something up. Well, as you can tell, when you look at pictures of me, of my weight and the other things in my life, I am terrible at giving things up. And frankly, it doesn't give me joy. It gives me energy. So what I want to do is use 40 days of praise and 40 days of changing the world. So we created an ebook called The 40 Days of Community. It's absolutely free. It takes you through 40 days of Lent and the things you can do, you know, like adopt a puppy. If you can't afford to go adopt a puppy, then write a check to your local shelter for a week's worth of food for a puppy in there. But it's the things we can do in our lives that are easy that some days we forget about. You know, by the person at Starbucks behind you, you know, their coffee. Or one of my things growing up with a single mom is, you know, when I see single mom with kids in a restaurant, I try to buy their meal for them just because I wish somebody had done that for my mom when we were in that time in our life in that season. So this book is about those things. It's getting incredible reviews coming in. We want you to have this. It's no cost. You can go to ronkitchens.com and there's a link right there. You put in your email. We send you the book. We're not going to harass you about anything else. There's no fees. There's no handling charges. This is about you and helping you thrive for those 40 days. Good luck. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.